For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Lawmakers in Tennessee and other states have been fighting over the education standards known as Common Core. At their simplest, they're a set of things kids are supposed to know at certain grade levels. But for complicated reasons, both sides of the political spectrum have problems with Common Core. In this week's Capitol Hill Conversation, WPLN's Bradley George talks with Tom Humphrey, the state capitol reporter for the Knoxville News Sentinel, about recent battles over Common Core.
I'm looking at newspaper headlines, Tom, that say Tennessee House votes to delay Common Core standards, intense floor fight, House votes to delay program and testing. What exactly did the House do last week?
Well, the situation had been building for some time. The folks opposed to Common Core felt that their bills against Common Core had all been bottled up in committees without an opportunity for a vote. Along comes this bill that had already passed the Senate, fairly non-controversial, one that basically calls for more specificity in teaching foundational documents, I believe there is the wording. That is the U.S. Constitution, the Tennessee Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, etc. It had passed the Senate unanimously, came over to the House, and behold, 27 amendments were filed, almost all of them dealing with Common Core and various aspects of it. That triggered a fairly convoluted floor fight.
So there were 27 amendments that lawmakers were trying to push through. There were even one where that would have called for the ouster of Education Commissioner Kevin Huffman. But the two that actually made it through, one tries to stop any further implementation of Common Core, and the other one stops the use of the test that's associated with Common Core. It's known as the PARC test.
Correct. And of those two, the more significant one is the PARC testing delay for 2 years. That is scheduled to go into effect this fall and get underway. The preliminaries are in place. The testing instruments and documents and plans are being laid, so that is a significant thing. The implementation is more of a confusing situation. There is some question about exactly what that means to delay implementation when most everything has already been implemented.
Well, Governor Haslam and Education Commissioner Kevin Huffman, of course, they're steadfast in their support of Common Core. In fact, they've said that they view any sort of change to the standards as a step backwards for education in Tennessee. Where does this vote leave them?
I think it first leaves them with a full court press to try and slow things down or stop that bill in the Senate. If not, things get more interesting. The governor then would have the option of vetoing the bill and starting the battle all over again.
So if the governor ends up in a position where he has to veto this bill, there are plenty of votes to override that veto. What does he do then?
Well, strategically, he would probably be well advised to postpone that vote as long as he possibly could. If it's delayed long enough, one could foresee the scenario where he could veto it as the General Assembly, which hopes to adjourn here in about 3 or 4 weeks, would be gone home and unable to override the veto. Otherwise, he's going to have a full-fledged fight in both the House and Senate to convince a majority of the legislators to change their mind and be against what they were once for. It's an awkward situation for him.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Tom Humphrey covers Capitol Hill for the Knoxville News Sentinel.
And that was Nashville Public Radio's Bradley George with this week's Capitol Hill Conversation.